Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with owner Mike Ashley in his challenge to Premier League to allow the club's arbitration claim against it to be heard in public and urge the government to intervene if it refuses. The sportswear magnate launched a two-pronged legal assault on the governing body after it failed to reach a decision on a proposed largest Saudi-backed takeover bid last year after 17 weeks of deliberations. After owners and directors' test, it is now citing a European Super League debacle to support its demand for greater transparency. On a line of attack of arbitration case and centres around the way in which the Premier League applied its rules in considering the led consortium of Amanda Staveley and the alleged influence of its commercial partners on that process. Newcastle fans have been told to, of course, watch closely as the saga unfolds. Into other news, and one player that's been linked with Newcastle is Piero Hincapie. He's one of a host of defenders being linked this summer. Steve Bruce is already looking at a number of centre-backs. Celtic's Christopher Ayer and William Saliba of Arsenal are under consideration. But Mundo Deportivo claim the Magpies are one of the numerous clubs looking at the Ecuador defender. He's currently playing at the Copa America and will do in the quarterfinals over the weekend. He started all four of Gustavo Alfaro's signed group matches and will hopefully, of course, kick on. The teenager's father has recently confirmed offers have been received. He's got plans in the future to play for Real Madrid, but reports suggest that he would be open to a move to the Premier League. Into other news, and Newcastle United have launched a new kits sponsor. Castore will design the new kits at home and away for the 21-22 season after signing a multi-year partnership. It belongs later in the summer. The slogan "Better Never Stops" was founded by sporting brothers Tom and Phil Behan and also clients with Wolves and Glasgow. It brings an end to Newcastle's association with Puma, who have designed the club's kits for a number of years. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.